This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 25, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Snow showers today, temperatures in the mid-30s. The North Shore Mall will be adding new stores this year. The Salem News is reporting that new stores will include L.L. Bean, the furniture store Our House, and Sweet Green, that is a fast food chain that sells mainly salads. The Simon Company also announced additional construction plans for the mall that will include additional outdoor dining spaces. A Lynn man was convicted this week on a murder charge stemming from a 2020 murder and robbery. The Daily Item reports today that 37-year-old Daryl Guy was convicted this week in Essex Superior Court. Dustin Luca reports today in the Salem News that a fifth candidate has announced her candidacy for Salem mayor. Stacia Kraft is a Federal Street resident and did run for the Ward 2 City Council seat in 2019. Other candidates already in the race include Steve Dibble, Robert Skip Bensley, former Mayor Neil Harrington, and former Mayor Kim Driscoll's Chief of Staff, Dominic Pangello. And Lynn's new fire chief took his oath of office on Tuesday. The Daily Item is reporting that City Clerk Janet Rowe swore in the new chief, Dan Sullivan, who was hired earlier this month to replace retiring chief Stephen Archer. Bill Newell has sports next with highlights from last night and a note on a big high school hockey game to be played tonight.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat Miami last night, 98-95. Jason Tatum with a game-high 31. They'll host the Knicks tomorrow night at the Garden. The Bruins beat Montreal last night, 4-2 in Montreal. The Bees will play next tomorrow night at the Lightning. The Beverly boys basketball team topped Saugus 68-44 last night. Beverly coach Matt Karakoudis.
I thought we played pretty well right from the tip tonight. We really just focused on letting these guys know that they're playing a 9-3 team, you know, that was playing some really good basketball. We've been playing some really good basketball, so we wanted to come in here tonight and kind of make another statement that we're getting better each and every day. I think our guys did that for the most part, and it was nice to be able to see a lot of our bench guys get in and play, you know, pretty much like the last 10 minutes of that game.
One of Beverly's captains, Rook Landman, was high in the game with 17 points.
You know, it's a great team win. Whole team played well. The bench played well when they came in and just pushed the lead further than it already was. We knew the game plan. We executed well, and that's that.
In girls basketball last night, Saugus beat Beverly in Beverly 48-32. This is Mark Surrender, coach for the Saugus Sachems.
You know, both teams were playing physical on defense. Pretty good defensive struggle in the beginning. And, you know, as the game stretched on, Beverly made a run in the second half, and then we were quick to get a run back. Peyton hit a three, and we got a steal and a layup. So back and forth, and in the end, we ended up winning by about 16.
Saugus is now 8-4. High school hockey tonight. It's a big one. Catholic Memorial at St. John's Prep. The puck drops at 6:40 at the Essex Sports Center. This is St. John's Prep junior forward Jake Vanna telling us what Coach Christian Hansen tells the team.
One thing that stands out definitely is that he tries to play as many guys as he can in one game because he knows that with the amount of talent we have on our team, we have enough depth. But if he doesn't play everyone and not everyone's playing a game, then that can cause like kids to be like annoyed with their role on the team, or they won't have as much experience if like someone gets hurt. So he does a really good job of playing everyone the amount that like they deserve to play, but also like the amount of players they need to play in the game. So we roll four lines, which based off my experience, most teams don't do, but that works to our benefit because then everyone who goes on the ice all the time has fresh legs. And this year, it's been unbelievable. Our fourth line has, like, maybe 5 to 7 goals, which is, like, unheard of. So he tries to get everyone playing, get everyone confidence.
We have a complete scoreboard from all the Tuesday night action on our website. And be sure to check out the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Sports Desk. Those shows post tomorrow right here on the website. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.